Dave Danzer, I should have said Mr. Super Modified, completely dominated the race. Some of the guys said starting position works, but you'll take it when $10,000 is on the line.
Absolutely. I mean, the car's been good. Ever since we brought it here, the car's been awesome. Just the motor, we've had some motor problems and stuff. I mean, tonight the car was just on a rail. I think that car, the way it was going through traffic, that about lapped the field. So I pretty much say if we could start that thing in the back, I bet you it still would have made it to the front.
I was going to say, the last 10 or so laps, 10, 15 laps, you came around off turn four, I think, and I know that Barnes was in your view, but whether you saw him or not, by the end of the race, you must have been able to see him, saying, hey, that's second place at the other end of the straightaway.
Yeah, I got behind Gruel and noticed Bond and Barnes and think, all right, I'm just going to just ride behind Gruel and just ride it out. Hopefully I have a green-white checker or something, get caution in the other race, and if I had to take the car and run it harder, I could have. I mean, that was just cruise control there, so there's still more in the bank there.
What do you think you got to do to keep the car the way it is? You don't want to touch it. You run into really weird problems this year that have sometimes not even let you even start your heat race and put you out the night before it even started.
Yeah, just this is the brand new motor we ran this week, so this thing ran great all night. The air motor ran rebuilt. We hurt that 2 weeks ago, and this thing should be all ready to go for the rest of the year, and we'll have the air one here now.
Now, without having to give away any secrets, everybody's saying something with the tires and mid-season, rather. The track's different. But here it's Dave Danzer almost lapping the field. Is there something different about the track or the tires, or do you think you just are the only guy who's hit on all cylinders right now?
I think we're the really only car besides Barnes that's really hitting on something. I mean, this car's been, it stays tight. I mean, it doesn't wiggle or nothing. That car's just on cruise control. That car's a rocket, so.
Some of the guys say the cars, they love the cars in the free air. Other ones say, and it just totally goes away in traffic. You said your car was even good in traffic.
This car was up. I honestly think the car is better in traffic. I mean, you get behind somebody, it shoves nose just a little bit, but you could put that car low, high, third groove, fourth groove. You put that car anywhere.
You mentioned the old car. What's the plans for that?
Probably we're putting Shartner in now. Start putting them in, start getting them fitted, and we'll have it here probably next week, or if not, the week after with him in it.
Is this a done deal or just an idea that you'd like to see happen?
Just it's an idea to happen. We just get their motor in the air car and get it ready.
Who'd you like to thank for your victory today?
I thank all my crew guys, Steve Skeet, my father, Bob, Brandon Carr. I'd like to thank my engineer, Ross. He built me one heck of a motor. I thank Premier Landscaping, Ferdy's, Bridge Street Jewelers, Doug's Barbershop, Airgas, Eagle One, Port City Collision.